used for chemotherapy, the treatment of tuberculosis, or even certain antibiotics are ototoxic. This means that one of the secondary effects of these medications may cause damage to the inner ear. There are more than 200 known ototoxic medications available through prescription and over-the-counter on the market today. That's why it's vital to check your hearing regularly if you're taking ototoxic medication. Get to 702.co.za to find out more.
702, your number one news and talk station.
Well, we end off the show now by profiling a lovely event that is set to take the stage in Germany. Jessica Newpin, who is an internationally acclaimed South African dancer and choreographer, joins us on the line to tell us more about Romeo and Juliet Rebellion and Johannesburg. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us, Jessica.
Venia, lovely to be here.
Congratulations, by the way, because this is something that is an innovative take on a Shakespeare classic. So tell me about how you've brought it into 2015, how you've modernized it, and how you've breathed a new breath into the Shakespeare production.
Well, I've been incredibly inspired by how Johannesburg has transformed in the last, let's say, 10 years. And basically, through the development of the characters in Romeo and Juliet, I've seen a lot of similarities and also some very interesting and playful contrasts that I could play with, basically, in my version of Romeo and Juliet. So I've taken how these characters have developed, and I've found similarities in the dancers that I'm working with, and their own opinions and perspectives and perceptions as to how their city has transformed them, and how through a changing cultural and socio-political landscape in South Africa influenced their own destinies and their own futures. And so I am telling the story, but I'm telling the story in a modern South African way, incorporating how these dancers, who are the characters in Romeo and Juliet, deal with their own environment and what's happening in their lives and around them today.
Mm, but this is also a conversation that is going to happen between South Africa and Germany on a cultural level, of course. So there's an added layer to it.
There is. I mean, you know, Europe has a very interesting perception of Africa and South Africa, and I've been living in Germany for the past 7 years, and the perception of what's really going on in South Africa today is really not quite on point. And so I found it very interesting not only observing from Hamburg, observing what's going on in Johannesburg, but also being able to say, hey, we are young, we're fresh, we've got something to say, are incredibly dynamic, and that's quite different to the perception of how Germany sees a transforming South Africa today. And so I thought, well, you know, let's put that out there. Let's tell Europe what we're about, how we are transforming, how we are developing, how we are a thriving nation, and what better way to tell that than through the language of dance, which is a universal language.
Sylvia Glasser has been an incredible voice when it comes to contributing to the arts and, of course, representing the Department of Arts and Culture. I mean, she has an incredible passion for different projects and ensuring that they get government support. So there was a launch that took place which celebrated this world premiere, which is about to happen as you go off to Germany and present this piece in front of a Munich audience. But tell us more about the role that the department has played.
Well, the consulate in Germany, the South African consulate, as well as the South African embassy, they started off as being our initial partners. And then through them, we managed to activate not only government funding, but also private and corporate funding, and as well as the support from some very, very important organizations such as Dance Forum, and of course Moving Into Dance, where the dancers are trained. And basically without these organizations, none of this would really be possible. South Africa has, as I said, a thriving artistic culture, and as part of Heritage Month, we're going over to Germany to basically show what we're about, using elements of our heritage, but showing a far more modern outlook on South Africa today through the eyes of these 8 very talented dancers from Moving Into Dance, and how they see the development of their country. So the government has definitely played a role in this piece, but it's a huge collaboration between a lot of organizations, non-profit, non-governmental, mm-hmm. as well as governmental organizations.
Yeah. So this is going to be over quite a period in Germany. So you'll probably be making headlines that as South Africans we need to look out for. What's going to happen now as you take these young artists, these young dancers who are given this platform and to express themselves, as you said, you know, many of them from different community projects, from Soweto to Alex, and now get to travel to Germany and showcase their talent?
I mean, it's incredibly exciting. We leave on Wednesday on a 5-week tour. One of the first performances is the International Ballet Gala in Dortmund, where the top 3 dancers in the entire world are going to be sharing the stage with us. So, I mean, that kind of international exposure is really unprecedented. And so we start off in Dortmund and then head off to Munich. We do in Hamburg, we do Berlin. So basically, we do 7 major cities in Germany. And that kind of international exposure, of course, is incredibly important for the development of a young artist, and especially for artists that come from previously disadvantaged backgrounds. But at the same time, for the audiences in Germany to experience this kind of talent, this kind of raw energy, this kind of South Africanism in dance is also an incredible experience for them. So I think there is a bit of a give and take here as well. This is not a charity production. These dancers are unbelievably talented, and they've got something to say and something to show. So I think on both parts, there will be some fantastic experiences had.
Yeah, well, we wanted to give you a worthy send-off. Thank you very much, Jessica, and all of the best over the coming 5 weeks.
Thank you so much, Zenia.
Thank you. That was Jessica Newpin, internationally acclaimed South African dancer and choreographer. They set off several productions, several performances of Romeo and Juliet, Rebellion, and Johannesburg.
Sports Talk, Monday to Thursday at 8 p.m. Friday and Sunday with an extra hour from 7.
It's another Monday open line. Prepare yourself for it, where the most important opinion is yours, because we just let rip for the entire hour. And of course, as always, a very special person stopping by.
Hi, this is George Mbuli, the people's poet, currently Interpol ambassador. Join me as I will be talking with Udo Karelse on Sports Talk. We'll be talking about a number of things.
Sports Talk on 702, your number one news and talk station.
If you want to watch the Rugby World Cup live, but aren't sure where, the SAB World of Beer will be showing the games live on their premises. The rugby package includes cinema-style seating in the auditorium with a big screen and costs 162 Rand for adults and 100.